turunduse täht.
I have one example, one case, which is pretty fresh. And it's got to do with licensing.
Okay.
And it's a Finnish company. Do you mind if it's
no,
a Finnish company?
No, I don't mind at all. I'm more than happy, so tell me.
Very good. This is a case from Finlayson, which is a big 200-year-old textile company from Tampere, central Finland. And the company was bought maybe 3-4 years ago by a couple of guys who used to work in an ad agency. They were advertisement agency owners, but they wanted to be factory owners, and they bought Finlayson. Okay. And they were only a domestic company. After the Soviet Union system collapsed, they didn't export anything, but they have in their archives, they have 50,000 textile patterns as, you know, immaterial property to be licensed. And it's a huge, huge legacy. And now these guys, they wanted to take the company international, and they've been working for now for 3 years, maybe, properly. And a week and a half ago, they released an agreement with a Chinese licensee who is going to launch about 50 shops in Chinese market during this year, selling Finlayson products that they produce in China with the license that they get from Finlayson. And the Finlayson products are very Nordic, but maybe a little bit more rich in aesthetics than some other Nordic brands. And also, it's funny that because in Chinese, Finland is pronounced Finla. It sounds really similar than Finlayson. So the Chinese partner said that there are so many good elements on the Chinese market with this brand that they are sure that they are going to succeed. And it's huge. I mean, if you all of a sudden just launch 40, 50 shops all over China, it'll be huge. And potentially it can be really, really big business. And this was actually motorized by a Finnish agent who is the master agent of licensing for Finlayson. So I'm really happy for this as well, that one of our member companies of AGMA is made this possible. This is my case for the week.
Wow, very good. Applause for you.
Thanks.
I have my candidate coming from Estonia that is, we have awarded them probably several times now, but they still come up every year. It's Simple Session. It's a big event for young people for about the extreme sports. And and the event has grown bigger and bigger. And then now they tell that it's one of the most important international events for young people to come to Estonia. They had it last weekend and was really widely watched in one of the biggest venues in Tallinn, what we have for this reason. Thousands of people visiting and watching. So the Simple Session was my candidate. But Kati, do you know that we have to make a choice now? And you as a guest may start?
To make a choice out of these two?
Yes.
Oh, this is tricky. I think they are both very good because they are totally different level. But I also love these happenings that bring people together. And it seems that that's also one way of doing businesses and one way of doing development work in these crowdsourced platforms. So it's so hard to choose. Well, I don't know. Can I choose both?
No.
But then
you yes. can also choose your own candidate, so you don't okay. need to be shy. I just encourage you to make a really kind of good choice.
Yeah. I have to say Finlayson because it's internationally, when it comes to a Finnish company going this big internationally, I just have to choose Finlayson. Definitely have to.
Okay, very good. I love your case, I love the story, and I love the role model. Simple Session, we are coming back to you every single year, and believe me, you are going to win your weekly marketing award anyway. But Finlayson, yeah. I think showing the way how to do business in China and how to really get it working would be something that it's a good example for a lot of creative industries. So thank you for choosing them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kaitti, now for this part.